from the Environmental Investment Fund of Namibia. Joining me live up in the studio is Nicole Asino. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Arthur?
I'm great. How's your day going?
Great. Everything's fine. Just a little bit busy, you know, and voice is a little scrumpy, sounding like Batman, but I'm going.
Can you quickly say, I'm Batman?
I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that.
But it's great to have you in studio. Now, the Environmental Investment Fund of Namibia is going to be running a Sustainable Development Awards as well as Waste Heroes campaign. Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell us a bit about this particular campaign?
Right. So the Sustainable Development Awards is an initiative that is of the fund, the Environmental Investment Fund, mm-hmm. and the Sustainable Development Advisory Council. Yes. So we've had three award ceremonies before, and now we will be hosting that is our fourth one. Okay.
Okay.
And that is happening on the 19th of June. We're having it under the theme of investing in our planet. And we have at the same time decided, you know what, we're doing this, but we want to give back in other ways as well. And we really wanted, you know, people to showcase their creativity. And we all know waste is an issue, but also going back, we will remember that Namibia used to be the cleanest country on
yes.
the continent until Rwanda, you know, just came and said, mm-mm, mm-hmm. we're taking it from you, you
exactly.
know. I mean, yes, we've got a beautiful, clean country. That is a fact. But still, you know, in terms of waste, it's still a problem. And we said, you know what, why don't we ask people to design an award? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the Waste Heroes competition that we're running, you know, simultaneously to the Sustainable Development Awards that's taking place, like I said.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we're saying come through, create an award for us, design an award for us made from recycled material or waste, and stand a chance of winning $15,000. And then the opportunity, should you win, to design that is. So we have 11 categories,
wow.
but we have two with, I think, three subcategories. And so we're saying you're going to design then the awards for the 17 people of the night as well. You know, so we just kind of linked them and we're like, you know, so yeah, it's the first time we're giving the Waste Heroes mm-hmm. Campaign a try. It's a
yes.
social media video campaign. It's going. But I'm also here to say, hey, keep them coming.
Exactly.
You know, so also, Arthur, I know I don't want to blab on and so on, but the categories, for instance, that we do have, we're looking at community level natural resource management. We are targeting people that is like Youth Action for Sustainability, which focuses on youth leadership. You know, the researchers, we're saying, hey, come through, show us your work. What mm-hmm. have you been working on in the last 2 years? Submit it, you know. You know, artists in action, for example, we're not forgetting that we don't support them as much.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter in which sector, whether you're a visual artist or a performing artist, you know? But we're saying, hey, if you've done work where you speak, sort of work and link it to how, you know, you work sustainably, then please do apply, you
mm-hmm.
know? If you're using waste materials to do this and that, we're saying artists do come through and apply. So we've got so much. We've got women in environment. We've got sustainable schools, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
We've got green financial services that we also want to award. And each of these awards are worth $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so remember, you've done work probably like the year before last year. And if you applied now, because the last award we had was in May 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've done any work that speaks to any of these categories since then and now, you can apply.
Exactly.
You know, you still fit the criteria. And hey, we're saying come through and we want to award you. That's,
exactly.
That's really what we're trying to say here.
Wow, that is brilliant. Now, how long do we have till the competition ends? When exactly is like the deadline for all the artists to submit their works?
On Friday.
This
coming Friday.
Wow.
Yes. So if you've been sleeping, wake up.
Yes.
No, not just that. You still have, I'm sure you can still pull through. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm actually here. I'm here primarily for that, to say that, yes, the competition, both competitions end on Friday, the 19th of April
mm-hmm.
at 1 p.m. Alrighty. So the Waste Campaign Hero, however, will end. We will accept our last submissions by 1 o'clock, but
okay.
we will run it for another 2 weeks because we're leaving it, you know, to public choice. People have to vote, you know, and like and share, you know what I mean, so that they can build up as many likes as they can. So we'll leave that for another 2 weeks until the 3rd of May.
Okay.
So people can still come through and vote.
Exactly. Now let's talk logistic wise. How can Namibians participate in both competitions? What are the mechanics with
yeah.
reference to the competition?
Very easy peasy, Arthur. Again, let's say journalists. We're also awarding journalists, you know,
mm-hmm.
so let's say I'm a journalist. Let's pretend I'm you.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know if you consider yourself a journalist, but let's say you're a journalist. You're in the media. You know,
yes.
you inform, you entertain. So let's say you did a piece, you did a a solid piece, in fact, and interviewed even a potential youth. You know, that's trying to do, let's say even, or you're doing podcasts, let's keep it there, you know, and you're telling them about climate change and why it's so important and why we need to look after the environment. So what we're saying is send us that. Mm-hmm. Send us that. Tell us why you're entering. Obviously, we need proof of your work so you can upload that with the link or whatever the case might be. If you qualify, fit the criteria. It's really, really, really simple, you know. We're not looking for a lot.
Yeah.
We're not looking for a lot. So that's it. Upload it. We have a link on our website. That's www.eif.org.na.
Mm-hmm.
As for the Waste Heroes campaign, do make it. Create a design for us and WhatsApp that to us to 085-7983-042. But again, if you need more information, it's available on our social media pages. We are on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, X, and that's also under Environmental Investment Fund. So all the details are there, but that's it. Just send us your stuff so that we can see you doing the work. And again, we'd like to say thank you here. You know,
exactly.
But obviously, you're going up against other people, so
yes,
you know, there's that element.
Must bring your A game.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. I think it's a fantastic narrative, and it's beautiful. I heard so many prices. So let's quickly go through those particular prices. Now, you did mention there's a $15,000 price. You did mention there's a price to the value of $20,000, if I'm not mistaken. So let's look at the prices specifically.
Yeah. So again, Arthur, it's just all the categories for the Sustainable Development Awards, all 11 of them, and their subcategories. They're worth $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Arthur has done his podcast. He's met the criteria. You know, you win your $20,000.
Wow.
Okay. Now, for the Waste Heroes competition, if you do win, if you happen to win, if the public has voted for you, you win $15,000. Mm-hmm. And that's your money. That's your money.
Yes.
You know, obviously, there's going to be little work that we still have to do on the awards, for instance, like the little name plagues and stuff. But that's not a cost that we're expecting you to carry after that. You know, it's your $15,000. It's not your uncle's money. It's not your mother's money. It's your money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, those are the prizes up for grabs. And the good thing is, if you are somebody that's really invested in the environmental sector, for instance, you're welcome to enter with the SDA, Sustainable Development Awards. You're welcome to enter more than 3 categories if you qualify.
Wow.
If you are a woman in environment who's been doing a backyard garden, but you've been giving 80% of what you make to the community, for example, apply.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a youth woman in environment, apply for that category as well. You know, we're not limiting you. Again, with the $15,000 also for Waste Heroes, we're saying you are allowed to team up with people, provided that you want to split the money.
Yes.
That's also fine with us, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Wow, this is a brilliant, brilliant opportunity. You did mention the deadline is this coming Friday. So if you're listening right now, make sure to apply as soon as possible. It's going to be fantastic. She said $15,000 Namibian. That's yours completely. 15,000 Namibian dollars, which is also black taxable, by the way. But thank you so much, Nicole, for bringing this brilliant opportunity to our listeners, and hopefully they can apply and one of them can be like, look, I heard it on Fresh FM and here's 15. Arthur, take your, you know, 5K.
No, we're not doing that. Don't do that.